these guys signed up 40,000 fans in the first 2 months of having their bot online. In this episode, I'm going to cover off on chatbots, and more specifically, Facebook Messenger chatbots. Welcome to the Digital Marketers Podcast. We'll talk all about marketing, branding, strategy, and advertising with industry heavyweights in Australia and around the globe. Whether you're a business owner going DIY with your marketing efforts, or you're a seasoned pro that wants to deep dive into things like SEO and SEM, we've got you covered. I'm Rye Smith from Spruik Digital. Come with me as we explore the world of digital marketing with some very special guests. In the last few weeks, or seen my digital marketing presentation recently, you would have heard me bang on quite a bit about chatbots, especially those being used on Facebook Messenger. The reason why I'm so hot on this chatbot bandwagon at the moment is it's using automation to get smarter with everyday tasks. If you've used Facebook or been a Facebook page admin or an owner, you'll also know how hard it is to keep up to speed with the amount of inquiries and responses you might get to your Facebook page. There's so many platforms that we as marketers and business owners need to stay on top of at the moment, and utilizing a chatbot, so an automated assistant in effect, actually streamlines your workflow and does a lot of the heavy lifting. Now, when people start thinking chatbots and automation and AI, I think there's a bit of a misconception that these tools are in place to replace the human element when it comes to connecting online. This isn't the case at all. It's just using automation and technology to get smarter and to buy us more time on the activities that actually generate revenue within a business. There's also a misconception in the market that you have to be some kind of genius to set a chatbot up, and this isn't the case at all. With online platforms such as ChatFuel and ManyChat, these are actually pretty easy to set up. These systems have got a drag and drop interface, which make it really easy to create your workflows and to actually connect your bot to your Facebook page. They can be used as a funnel, a first point of contact, reservation booking system, or in general, help to answer customers' queries when you're actually not at work. So we implemented a chatbot recently, in fact, for a hotel. And one of the big questions we were fielding from people were, what's your parking cost? What time does breakfast finish? What time is check-in? What time is check-out? And let's all be honest, we're so busy day to day that we sometimes don't get back to the query as quickly as we should. Your competition, who have chatbots already installed, are getting back to their clients and customers immediately, which could be the difference between securing a client and losing them. What a chatbot does is a chatbot answers it timely, it answers it correctly, and it also helps to route users in the right direction if the chatbot can't answer the question directly. So human intervention is still allowed during this process. So I spoke before about chatbots learning over time, and what I meant by that was that we can actually program our chatbot so that human intervention, we can actually train our chatbot manually to respond to commonly asked questions in a much more accurate and correct way. In more advanced cases of chatbots, that training actually happens automatically over time. And it's really where chatbots are heading into the future. For most people listening though, the easiest way to set up a chatbot is through those online tools that I spoke about before, either ChatFuel or ManyChat, and utilizing their human input, I suppose, to really create responses to some of those commonly asked questions. So one of the other reasons why I'm on this chatbot bandwagon is that Facebook Messenger now has 1.5 billion daily active users online, and that's still growing. Now, I spoke about open rates on Facebook Messenger as opposed to email, and in a recent study, it was shown that 86% of chatbot messages and broadcasts were opened, as opposed to what we'd normally be used to seeing, say 25 to 30% for what we deem as a successful email campaign. Those numbers are huge at the moment. The problem is that when more competition comes into this space, is that those numbers do fall over time. So now is an awesome opportunity to take advantage of what chatbots can deliver for a Facebook page and a business. The content is engaging, it's relevant, and we're getting to users where they use social media the most. The reason why Facebook Messenger bots succeed is that most people have their Facebook Messenger notifications turned on, as opposed to other apps and even your email applications on your phone. You've generally got these turned off, which is why Facebook Messenger bot broadcasts and messengers are open so frequently. I've had people say to me, Rye, Facebook usage is down. I don't want to use Facebook as much. The young people aren't using Facebook as much as they were before. Well, Facebook's been really smart in the sense that they've created a messaging platform that sits separate to the social media platform itself. So Facebook Messenger, once somebody engages with your content online, is then a subscriber to your Facebook bot. So you then have permission, unless they unsubscribe, to message them directly and engage through Facebook Messenger without them ever seeing an ad or engaging with your Facebook page, which I think is ridiculously powerful. So a really good case study is that of Accor Hotels in Australia. So the goal with this bot was to increase bookings and really fight against the online travel agents such as Expedia and Booking.com, who now take quite a decent commission. Accor has also incorporated city guides as part of their process of booking. So what this does is this engages a potential guest with regards to things to do in the area, what to see, places to go for dinner, bars, that sort of thing. So if you've got a few spare moments, visit Accor Hotels Australia on Facebook and just have a bit of a play around with their chatbot. I think it's pretty cool. So the other thing with chatbots, and in particular Facebook Messenger chatbots, is that they integrate so well with so many third-party applications. So we're talking things like MailChimp, WordPress, Google Sheets, even custom plugins can be created to integrate with your chatbot and deliver a really good, seamless customer experience. A couple of examples of the use of chatbots going further outside of the Accor case study is the Golden State Warriors basketball team in the NBA. What they do is they actually cut up snippets of the game, so things like highlights and awesome plays on court, and they then broadcast that to the people who have subscribed to their chatbot. So if they're my basketball team, I'm getting regular live updates of the game without actually having to go and look for that information. It makes me sound a little bit lazy, but that's the world that we live in. It's all about convenience, and if I'm getting that information delivered to me, I'm going to feel a much stronger affinity and connection to my team. And what they actually found at Golden State Warriors is that they actually had a 20% increase in merchandise sales in the 3 months following, and this is just online, in the 3 months following the launch of their Facebook Messenger chatbot. These guys signed up 40,000 fans in the first 2 months of having their bot online. So every time something happens at the club or something happens during the game, 40,000 people get that update on their phone via a push notification. Another use case is a French startup that actually went on to chatfuel.com, created their own chatbot, but this was for selling burgers. So these guys put up a Facebook page selling burgers, and the only way that you could actually order anything was through their Facebook chatbot. So instead of creating an app and spending hundreds of thousands of dollars building something that really was a bit of overkill, they were able to get a burger bot off the ground cheaply. They were able to validate their business idea quickly, and they found that 20% of their total customer base actually repeat purchased within 2 weeks. And that all came from regular notifications and push notifications they were receiving from the bot in order to buy another burger. Unlike a traditional website, bots can re-engage with your customers at any time, which means things like specials, what's happening within your business, and ultimately that's going to lead to a more engaged audience and hopefully increased revenue. So for me, the biggest takeaways in what I've covered so far is the fact that even if you don't have an interest in bots or AI, educate yourself about the benefits of having a bot for your Facebook page. I seriously recommend getting onto this now. There's great systems out there like chatfuel.com and manychat.com that give you an online platform to build this stuff. There's templates online that you can easily use that customize to your own requirements, so there's no excuse for not being able to educate yourself and at least play around with the potential of what a chatbot can do for your business. Bots aren't always going to be the answer, but it can really save you a lot of admin time and also acts as a point of difference in your business. In a world where things are so competitive online, what's your point of difference over the competition? A Facebook Messenger chatbot could potentially deliver this for you. I'm Ryan Smith. In our next episode, we're going to be talking to String Nguyen. We'll discuss how String accumulated 28,000 followers on LinkedIn and how the use of really good video impacts a business's fortunes on social media. If you had any questions or queries, feel free to reach out at rye@sprukedigital.com.au or visit our website at www.sprukedigital.com.au. Subscribe to the podcast for free on iTunes or Spotify, helping you stay on top of your digital marketing game.